This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome back inside the woodshed. Regional championship night here on WSMI FM 106 as Lincolnwood getting set to take on the Calhoun Warriors. The Lancers 13-0 on this floor this year. Biggest home game of the season happening right here and now for the Lancers. Of course, they will be the visitors tonight, so they'll be in that classic black road uniform. Lancers in orange lettering across the front, trimmed in the orange and white. They've got the Lancer logo on the bottom of the right short leg. For Calhoun, the top seed in the sub-sectional, they'll be in the home white uniforms tonight. Warriors in red lettering across the front with the red numerals trimmed out in the gray. They've got their Warrior logo on the side of their shorts. Should be a fun one here tonight. We saw Calhoun back at the Carthenville Holiday Tournament. They've won back-to-back titles there. Staunton gave them all sorts of fits in that championship game last December. And I remember Ryan Grainer, the head coach of Calhoun, telling me after, they exposed us. We got some things to work on. It'll be a different type of defense they face from Lincolnwood here tonight. Of course, Staunton plays that 3-2 zone. Lincolnwood, pressure man-to-man. They're going to get right in your face, and they won't let up until there's triple zeros on that fourth quarter clock. Great atmosphere inside the woodshed here tonight, and have to think about the great Terry Tote on a night like this. He would have loved this game right here, right now. Dan Smith, Dave Schwartz, Mark DiMarzio to officiate. It'll be Dan Smith to throw it up. Jumping for Lincolnwood, Sam Herman, Ben Eberlin for Calhoun, and Eberlin wins the tap. And this regional final here at the woodshed is underway. You could not stick another person inside this gymnasium. Both teams very well represented. Nelson on the spin. He's going to be called for traveling. Good defense right out of the gate. Matt Millbrook told me before the ball game, we're putting Sean Goble right on Nelson. Jaden Walker's going to start on Eberlin. Remember, Lincolnwood beat Nokomis earlier this year at Nokomis. They controlled Sobel enough to get that win that night, then lost to Nokomis by 1 point in the championship of the Mohawk Classic. Here is Goble. He advanced in the three-point contest earlier tonight. Did Sean Goble make an 11? So he's off to Casey Westfield next week, or his teammates going with him? They sure hope so. Here's Hopper, top of the key. Sidwell in the left corner now. Back to Hopper. On the right wing, Herman open for three. Way too strong. Overshot everything. He's amped up tonight. 7-10 for the opening quarter. No score. And Herman with the pressure on Nelson coming across the timeline. Corey Nelson lobs it down to Castleton. Deflected away. Picked off by Lincolnwood. Here come the Lancers. Goble on the right wing. Crosses over. Nothing there. Top of the key to Hopper. Goble on the right wing. Calhoun man-to-man here. Here's Hopper on the left wing. Evan into the triple threat position. Top of the key. Leaves it for Walker. Jaden Walker, right wing with Herman. Sam tries baseline, floats it up, missed it. Tapped around, pulled down by Brody Castleton for Calhoun. The 6'7" Corey Nelson running the point for Calhoun. Cut off by Herman, spins back middle, dumps to Eberlin off the window, it's good. Game's first bucket to Calhoun, Nelson to Eberlin. The Twin Towers for the Calhoun Warriors. 6:20 for quarter number one. Here's Hopper in the right corner. Evan Hopper, bounce pass, top of the key to Jaden Walker. On the left wing, they leave it for Goble. Back up to Herman now. On the right wing with Walker. Jaden Walker leaves it up top for Sidwell. Cole Sidwell, left wing to Herman. Sam Herman, nothing there, being guarded by Eberlin. Puts it on the deck, lost the handle, leaves it back for Hopper now between the circles. Sidwell on the right wing, inside of 6 minutes for the opening quarter. Calhoun leading 2-0. Here's Goble, leaves it for Sidwell in the right corner. Cole Sidwell, top of the key for Herman. In the corner, Goble, and away from the ball, we've got a whistle and foul. It's a moving screen on Lincolnwood. First turnover, first foul, and I believe they're going to get Evan Hopper. It is Evan away from the basketball with the moving screen. Sports Saturday tomorrow morning, 9:02 here on FM 106. We'll have state wrestling champion Will Carlisle from Litchfield in studio tomorrow morning, 9:02. Nelson on the attack, yes, through contact, Corey Nelson. You can't teach 6'7", 6'8". 4-0, Calhoun with the lead. Here's Goble on the baseline. Top of the key with Sidwell. into the hands of Walker on the right wing. Off to Sean Goble, right side of the key. Right back to Walker. Return pass to Goble. 5:05, first quarter. Calhoun leading Lincolnwood 4-0. Here's Goble, and we've got a foul on Calhoun. That's going to go on Colby Clark. He ran right through Sean Goble setting the screen. Team's first at the 5:03 mark of the first quarter. Hopper will throw it in right in front of the Calhoun bench. He tosses it into the backcourt to Sean Goble. Sean, the 6'3 senior, across the timeline with the left-hand bounce. Goble has it poked away into the backcourt by Zirkelbach. Sean will retrieve. Goble across the timeline on the right wing. Top of the key with Walker. Left wing to Hopper. Evan Hopper back to Walker. In the right corner it goes with Goble. Sean Goble puts it on the deck. Attacks, gets to the rim, missed the left-handed layup. Rebound down to Calhoun. 4.5 minutes, first quarter. 4-0, Calhoun with the lead and the basketball. Here's Nelson on the left wing, dumps down to Eberlin. Down to Castleton, and he's fouled. Pushed down there by Cole Sidwell. First on Sidwell, second on the team. Baseline out of bounds for Calhoun. It'll be Colby Clark to throw in. Well, Calhoun has a very nice student section here for the trek they had to make. Of course, Lincolnwood very well represented here tonight. Zirka back behind the back. Goble stays right with him. Down to Eberlin, and a hold on the Lancers. No, it's going to go on Ben Eberlin. Offensive foul on Eberlin. His first, team's second, and Calhoun's third turnover. We approach the midway point of quarter number one here in this 1A regional championship at the Woodshed in Raymond. Calhoun leading host Lincolnwood 4-0. Here's Goble at the foul line. Hopper on the right wing. Off to Herman. Sam Herman. Dribble drive right at Nelson. Blocked in there. Nelson went straight up. Pulled down by Eberlin. Off to Nelson. Good job by Corey Nelson. He attacks. Has it stripped and offensive on Corey Nelson. That is Jaden Walker standing in, taking that charge. So back-to-back offensive fouls on the big fellas. That'll be Nelson's first. Team's third, fourth turnover on Calhoun. And that is what Lincolnwood will do. They're not afraid to do the small things. Will Jenkins into the ballgame, the 5'11 sophomore, giving Evan Hopper a breather. 3:45 for the first quarter. Calhoun leading 4-0. Goble handling out front for the Lancers. On the left wing with Herman. Sam Herman now. On the bounce, gives it right back to Goble. 3.5 minutes for the first quarter. On the baseline with Walker. Jaden Walker into the hands of Herman. Top of the key with Goble. Matt Norberg imploring the Lancers to move the ball. Sidwell on the right wing. Top of the key with Walker. Here is Goble in the left corner. Bounce pass to Herman. Calhoun recovers. Rejected by Nelson. Herman gets it back. Off the bottom of the backboard. Pulled down by Calhoun. Great pass. The problem was Herman had Nelson and Eberlin surrounding him. Here's Nelson across the timeline. Crossing over on Herman. Picks up the bounce at the right elbow. Feeds the post down to Eberlin. Spins baseline. Floats it up. Missed it. Rebound Castleton. Put back good. Brody Castleton with the bucket, and Matt Milberg wants a timeout. 2:52 for the first quarter. Calhoun 6, Lincolnwood nothing. We'll come back to the Woodshed and Raymond following these messages on WSMI. Calhoun leading Lincolnwood 6-0, 2:52 for the opening quarter. Ryan Grainer in his 15th year at Calhoun, 250 career wins to 170 defeats. He's assisted by Casey Longnecker and Jordan Barnett. Lancers have the ball back. Here is Goble on the attack. Yes, all the way to the rim for Sean Goble. Finishes with the right-hand scoop. And out of the timeout, the Lancers attack the rim, and they're on the board. T-Tote used to always say, good things happen when you take the ball to the hole. Goble did right there. Here's Nelson on the attack. Floats it up, yes, from 12 for Corey Nelson. That is a tough shot that requires a lot of touch. Here's Walker on the left wing with Goble. Sean Goble kicks back to Walker. Into the hands of Jenkins. 4-3. Air ball. Rebound picked up by Herman. Ripped it away from Eberlin. Then his pass is tipped and stolen. Second Lancer turnover. Calhoun now will walk it into the front court with Nelson. 2 minutes first quarter. 8-2. Calhoun with the lead and the ball. Here's Nelson. Gets a ball screen. Attacks on Walker. Floats it up and in. Corey Nelson has six. He is a ball player. 10-2, Calhoun, a good start here. Here's Hopper on the left wing. Evan Hopper leaves it off for Sam Herman, right side of the key, into the hands of Jaden Walker in the corner. Jaden picked up the bounce, needs some assistance. Leaves it for Hopper, top of the key. Here is Herman. He'll take the three. That is short. And the rebound down to Castleton. Again, the Warriors will walk it into the front court. 80 seconds for the opening quarter. 10-2 Calhoun. Here's Zirkelbach. Gets a screen from Eberlin. Dumps it down to Nelson. Corey kicks it to Clark. 15-footer, no. And the rebound picked up off the floor by the Lancers and Sam Herman. Lead pass to Goble in the corner to Jenkins. Will, little ball fake, gets his defender in the air. Leaves it off for Herman. Into the hands of Goble. Sean Goble feeds it down to Hopper. Rejected by Nelson. Woo! Came from the weak side and swatted it out of there. 50 seconds for the first. 10-2 Calhoun. Here's Zirkelbach between the circles on the right wing with Corey Nelson. Nelson turns the corner. Right-handed finger roll, no, for the lefty. And the rebound down to Walker. Leaves it off for Goble. Sean pushing into the front court in the corner to Jenkins. Will back to Hopper. Evan gets into the paint. Ball fake, way too strong. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Walker. He'll go right at Nelson, deflected out, and it will be Lincolnwood ball. Lancers having some trouble finishing on the inside right now over the top of Corey Nelson and Ben Eberlin. Herman gets a breather. Walker gets a breather. Sidwell back on the floor, and Devin Brown in for the first time, 6'3 junior. Caden Ballman has checked in for Calhoun. Now Danny Smith coming over to the table. We've got some confusion on the Lancers part here. Let's see. Someone came off that wasn't supposed to come off. Lincolnwood has four kids on the floor right now. They're trying to figure out who came off. Or no. Blood on the floor. Okay, that's what we got going on. Blood on the floor, so that's not good. They got to get that cleaned up. 26.2 seconds for the opening quarter. Calhoun leading 10-2. We'll step aside. We'll come back to the woodshed in Raymond following these messages on WSMI. So the blood on the floor has been cleaned up. It belonged to Corey Nelson, so he's off the floor right now for the Warriors, replaced by Caden Ballman. Baseline out of bounds for the Lancers, and it goes to Devin Brown. Off to Goble, into the hands of Will Jenkins. 20 seconds for the quarter. Here's Sidwell on the right wing. Cole Sidwell, top of the key, into the hands of Goble. 15 seconds. Goble out at the volleyball spike line. Will Jenkins will come and take the basketball now with 8. Will leaves it for Goble with 5. Lancers need to go. Here is Jenkins. He wants the 3 at the horn. Air ball. Tipped around, picked up by Hopper. Quarter's over. After 8 minutes, it is Calhoun 10, Lincolnwood 2. We'll come back with the second quarter of the 1A Lincolnwood Regional Championship following these messages on WSMI. Good start for Calhoun here in the Regional Championship as the Warriors lead Lincolnwood 10-2. 6 first quarter points for Corey Nelson. The Lancers' only bucket, a layup from Sean Goble. Lincolnwood had a few good looks from outside, couldn't get it to go, but for the most part, Calhoun's defense was stifling. Nice attack, Sean Goble, right into the chest of the shot blockers. He lays it off the window. It's good. 10-4, Calhoun with the lead. Lancers right in this ballgame. It always seems worse at the start when you get down 10-2, but hey, it's only an 8-point game now, 6. Tons of basketball to play. 7.5 minutes first half. Here's Zirkelbach. Down to Eberlin, guarded by Sidwell. Eberlin rises, left it short. Good job by Sidwell. Rebound down to Goble. He pushes quickly. Pass circle back. Missed the left-handed layup. Herman rips it away and can't get it to go as he tried to power through Castleton. Rebound down to Calhoun. Officials letting them play. That's what you want in a championship setting. Nelson into the front court for Calhoun. Works opposite the ball screen. Now comes back to the left side. Herman staying right with him. Corey Nelson, lots of between the legs, behind the backs. Herman's not biting. Ball jarred loose. Nelson going to pull up and knocks it down from 18. The ball got knocked loose. Lancers dove for it. Nelson picked it up. He was left alone, and he put it home. Sidwell, he'll take a top of the key three, almost banked it in, and the rebound down to Nelson for Calhoun. He's got a piece of gauze sticking out of his left nostril after he got bloodied at the end of that first quarter. Here's Castleton on the right wing. Down to Nelson. Going to be tied up by Goble. No, a foul on Goble. They're going to get Goble on the hold, his first, team's third. To say Matt Milburg did not like the call would be a slight understatement. 6:24 for the first half. 12-4 Calhoun. Nelson handling on the left wing. Herman staying with him, and that's a 5-second count on Corey Nelson. Fifth Calhoun turnover. 6:17 for the first half. Regional championship night for 1A and 2A boys across the state. Of course, the Pleasant Plains girls will be playing for the state championship tomorrow up at Redbird. On the attack, Herman cut off, leaves it back for Sidwell. Into the hands of Goble at the volleyball spike line. Return pass to Sidwell. Cole wasn't looking for it at the last minute. Got his head turned around just in time. Here's Goble on the right wing. Sean knifes through, floats it up, and in off the window. It's good for Sean Goble. Nice feathery touch there. 12-6, Calhoun with the lead. Lancers are right there. Zirkelbach across the timeline. Goble with the pressure there. Into the hands of Eberlin, being checked by Hopper. Off to Nelson. Gets past Goble. Baseline. Oh, a stop. Woo! A one-handed flush for Corey Nelson off the baseline drive. Quick first step. No help defense. And that was thunderous for Nelson. Nice spin. Herman off the window. It's good. Counts 2 points just the same. 14-8. Calhoun with the lead. Boy, that dunk from Nelson was sensational. Right side of the key with Castleton. Right wing with Clark. Down to Nelson. Stripped and fouled. They're going to get Goble. That's the second on Sean Goble. Fourth on the Lancers. Decision time for Matt Milburg. Does he leave his senior leader, Sean Goble, on the floor with those two personal fouls? He's drawn the tough assignment of Corey Nelson tonight. Free throw good. 11 first half points for Nelson. And we still got 4:57 to play in the second quarter. Second free throw for the 6'7 junior. Rimmed it out, no good. Rebound down to Goble. 15-8 Calhoun. Here's Herman in the right corner, being guarded by Eberlin. Top of the key with Jenkins. Back to Herman. Sam Herman. Bounces it twice with the left hand, leaves the top of the key for Goble. Here's Jenkins, run off the three-point line, looked for Hopper, threw it through Evan's legs, and now a foul on Evan. Third turnover on the Lancers, and that's the second personal on Evan Hopper. Fifth team foul. Jaden Walker at the table. He's going to replace Goble. Now Devin Brown will check in. He's going to replace Hopper. So the two Lancers with two fouls will sit 4:34. For quarter number two. Packed house here tonight at the Woodshed here at Lincoln Wood High School. Colby Clark into the front court on the right baseline with Nelson. Zirkelbach top of the key, chased off the three, floats it up from 10, no. Offensive rebound, Eberlin, the putback is good. Four for Ben Eberlin. 17-8, Calhoun, biggest lead of the night for the Warriors at nine. Here's Sidwell, he wants the three, way too strong. And it's saved by Eberlin, throws it off of Herman, out of bounds. Eberlin had tipped that air ball, so we had to go retrieve, and then he just clunked it right off of Herman's head. 4:06, first half. 17-8, Calhoun with the lead. They have not trailed here tonight. Nelson into the front court with the bounce pass to Castleton. Guarded there by Sidwell, Brody Castleton. Down to Eberlin, back door to Clark. He is blocked and fouled. Herman and Brown both in the area. Who's it going on? It'll be Brown. Devin's first, team's sixth, with 3:51 to play in the first half. Colby Clark, the 6'2 junior at the foul line. Toss is good, hit the front rim and rattled home. 18-8, Calhoun and Matt Milburg wants a timeout. 3:51 to play in the first half. Calhoun 18, Lincoln Wood 8. We'll come back to the regional championship at the Woodshed following these messages on WQSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Lincoln Wood High School in this regional championship game. Calhoun has led from the get-go. They're up 18-8 on the Lancers. Colby Clark at the free throw line for his second toss. It's good. 19-8 Calhoun. Corey Nelson has 11 of the Warriors' 19. Into the front court comes Will Jenkins for Lincolnwood. Left wing with Goble. Sean Goble gets a screen from Herman, turns the corner, kicks to Jenkins. Will, dribble drive, cut off. Back to Goble, right wing. Lancers without a three ball here so far in the first half of play. Sidwell, bounce pass between the circles to Goble. Off to Herman on the left wing. Sam Herman being checked out there by Eberlin. Top of the key with Sidwell. Lincolnwood has not been able to get many good looks here tonight. Calhoun defense has been stifling. Here's Sidwell on the left wing. Top of the key with Jenkins. Will Jenkins throws a little ball fake at Clark on the right wing with Walker. Down to Goble, rises up, count it, and the foul. Yes, Sean Goble. 8 for Goble, and have a free throw coming and a chance for the old-fashioned three. Zirkelbach on the personal, his first, team's fourth. Makes it 19-10 Calhoun. As Goble back on the floor with those two personal fouls, gets a big bucket, and now for the old-fashioned three. There's a substitution at the table waiting to replace Goble if he makes this toss. Free throw is good. 9 for Goble. He will check out with those two fouls. Devin Brown back on the floor. 19-11 Calhoun. 3:03 first half. Nelson at 6'7", running the show for Calhoun. He's got 11 points, including a monstrous one-handed dunk already here in the half. He's been a one-man show. A steal by Sidwell into the passing lane. Cole Sidwell rises up, blocked, fouled by Castleton. Fifth foul on Calhoun for Castleton, his first. And to the free throw line, Cole Sidwell, after he got the steal, the sixth Calhoun turnover. That time he was just aggressive and got into the passing lane. Those are the types of things Lincolnwood's been doing all year long to get to those 21 wins. Free throw for Sidwell is no good. He'll get a second toss, the 5'11 junior. 2:44 for the first half, an 8-point Calhoun lead. And Sidwell lines up the second toss. Missed them both. Missed the pair, and the rebound saved by Walker, but as he's falling out of bounds, he has to throw it in, and it's picked there by Calhoun and Stone Zirkelbach. Zirkelbach into the front court. To the right baseline, cut off there. Dumps it down to Nelson, and he missed it. Rebound tapped around. Nelson went over the back. Second personal foul on Corey Nelson. Good blockout. I think it was Walker on the blockout. Number two on Corey Nelson with 2:27 to play in the first half. Goble will come back for offense here. Brown is out. An 8-point lead for Calhoun. Goble has 9 of Lincolnwood's 11. Nelson has 11 of Calhoun's 19. Goble and Hopper both with 2 fouls. Goble's back on the floor. Hopper is not. Here's Sean Goble. Left elbow, probing, looking, lost it, out of bounds. Wait a minute. Danny Smith coming over and saying that ball was tipped, and it's going to be Lincolnwood ball. Good piece of officiating right there. As Dan Smith and Mark DiMarzio came together, got the call right. Lancer ball on the baseline. Walker gets it in the right corner. Jenkins dumps it to Herman. Sam Herman back to Goble. Open for 3. No. Offensive rebound, Sidwell. He muscles it up, can't get it to go. And the rebound down to Nelson. He was double-teamed down there, and it rattled out. 2 minutes, first half, 19-11 Calhoun. Here is Corey Nelson. Works opposite the screen, kicks it in the corner to Clark. Poked away from behind, and it'll stay with Calhoun. Devin Brown going to check back in, replacing Goble. Mount Milburgh trying to get Goble through this half with only those two fouls, but at the same time, have his offensive ability when they got the ball. Here's Clark in the left corner. Off to Zirkelbach. Stone to the foul line. Dumps it down to Eberlin off the window. It's good. 6 for Ben Eberlin. 10-point lead for Calhoun. 95 seconds first half. Here's Will Jenkins. Off to Herman. Drives baseline, cut off. Leaves it for Sidwell. Corner 3. Missed it. And the rebound down to Eberlin. Lancers can't get the outside shot to fall here in the first half. 80 seconds for the second quarter. 21-11, Calhoun with the lead. Nelson handling out between the circles for the Warriors. Leaves it for Brody Castleton. Castleton off to Clark, drives baseline, throws middle, turned over, picked off by Devin Brown. Here's Will Jenkins. Thought about the three, and he double dribbled. Oh, Will Jenkins. He picked up the dribble, thought about the three, decided against it, and then bounced it again. And as soon as he did it, he knew what he had done. 65 seconds for the first half. That was an unforced error right there from the Lancers. Clark into the front court on the right wing. On the baseline, leaves it for Nelson. Corey Nelson. Wants Eberlin, no. Top of the key now to Zirkelbach. 50 seconds first half. Stone Zirkelbach behind the back, lost the ball. Picked up by Sidwell. Here comes Cole. Euro step, layup, no. Put back Brown, no. Gets it again, kicks to Sidwell. Baseline, no. Air ball, rebound down to Walker. Jenkins for three. Yes, yes. Will Jenkins knocks down the three. The Lancers trade 2-for-3. A 7-point Calhoun lead, half a minute first half. The Lancer fans haven't had much to cheer for in the first half, but they're excited now. That was a big shot for Mr. Jenkins. Here's Castleton, right side of the key. Now the Lancers need a stop. Here's Clark on the wing. Leaves it for Nelson. 12 seconds for the half. Corey Nelson turns the corner, dumps down to Eberlin off the window. It's good. 8 for Ben Eberlin. 5 seconds for the half. Still time for the Lancers. Jenkins to Sidwell with 2. Cole, got to get it up. Lets it go. Nope, blocked at the buzzer. Went right in to Nelson and Eberlin, and that is the half. We have reached halftime. Calhoun, 23. Lincolnwood, 14. It is time now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on WSMI. Welcome back inside the woodshed. Tim Eyes with you here on FM 106. Welcome everyone online at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports as we are set for the second half and the second game of our regional championship doubleheader. Calhoun leading Lincolnwood, 23-14. The Warriors will get the basketball to start the third quarter. They got that lead up to as much as 10, I think two different times in the first half. It's 9 right now. So the Lancers, no panic here. They are right in the ball game. Plenty of time to go. They just need to calm down a little bit and knock down some open shots like they have all year long. Their defense kept them in it in that first half. Outside of Nelson and Eberlin, everyone else in check, but right now, the Twin Towers for Calhoun pacing the Warriors. Here is Nelson out front. Nelson, Eberlin, Zirkelbach, Clark, and Castleton. Ben Eberlin rises, middle, and he got it with a soft touch. Ben Eberlin has 10, spun middle, off the heel and down. Top of the key with Walker. Here's Hopper now for the Lancers. Drives baseline, cut off, layup rattled out, and now a foul on Hopper. He pushed Castleton right in the back. Third on Evan Hopper. That was one of those frustration fouls. He missed an easy one and then commits the foul. That's his third. He will sit. Will Jenkins back in. 27 seconds into the third quarter. 25-14, Calhoun leading. It'll be Stone Zirkelbach now leaves it back for Corey Nelson. The Warriors, the top seed in the subsectional, stolen by Jenkins. Will Jenkins goes up and down for the easy deuce. Mr. Instant Offense, a late triple in the first half, and now a steal and a bucket to start the second half. 25-16 Warriors. Here's Zirkelbach out front, being guarded by Sidwell. The count is on, and Ryan Graner gets a timeout just in time. 7:06 for the third quarter. Calhoun 25, Lincolnwood 16. Back to Lincolnwood High School following these messages on WSMI. A classic feel here in the woodshed tonight. Packed house, student sections going back and forth. The Calhoun Warriors leading Lincolnwood 25-16, just underway, second half, 7 minutes to play, third quarter. Here is Nelson on the left wing for the Warriors. Another steal nearly by Walker. Jarred it loose, picks it up, and he's going to get tied up. A foul on Nelson, his third. Oh, that's big. Jaden Walker with the steal, couldn't get it cleanly for the breakaway, but he was able to dive on top of the ball. Nelson came over his back and picks up his third. That is huge. 25-16 Lincolnwood. I'm my own Lancers. Time for a run. 6:45 to play third quarter. Here's Herman. Drives baseline. Cut off by Eberlin. Stripped away from behind by Nelson. Well, that is tough. Deal with one 6'8". It's hard enough. You throw a second one in there, and it's a game changer. And Ryan Grainer wants a timeout. He does not like the look of his Warriors right now. 6:34 for the third. Calhoun 25. Lincolnwood 16. Back to Lincolnwood High School following these messages on WSMI. Calhoun has used two timeouts in the first 90 seconds here of the third quarter. They lead 25-16. They have the basketball. As Zirkelbach will get it in with a sideline trigger to Corey Nelson. Nelson comes across the timeline being checked by Herman. Here's Zirkelbach on the right wing. Poked away by Cole Sedwell. Here comes Sedwell to the foul line. Cut off. He'll slow it up now and pull it back. That's three steals in the early stages of the third quarter for Lincolnwood. Their defense is what will get them back in the ball game. It kept them in the game in the first half. Here's Jenkins on the right wing. Will turns the corner, bounce pass, Goble, 4-3. Left it a little bit short, and the rebound down to Castleton. Bobbled away, and eventually he takes it away from Herman. That ball was up in the air momentarily, but Castleton able to pull it down. 5:50, third quarter. Here's Zirkelbach being guarded by Sidwell. Defense without fouling. That's the Lancers' goal here. Nelson on the attack. Pulls up. Kicks out to Zirkelbach. Top of the key three. Oh, he bricked it, and it went down. Wow. That thing hit right off the back of the rim and just died there and went home. 28-16. Now a bad pass by Walker. Stolen by Colby Clark for Calhoun. The Lancers can't really buy one from the outside, and Calhoun gets that brick shot to go down. Here's Clark on the right wing. Now it feels like a little bit of danger time for Lincolnwood. Down a dozen. Calhoun has the ball. Nelson working on Herman. Lobs down to Eberlin. Finishes. No. Gets the rebound back. No. And it's going to be picked up off the floor by Goble. Calhoun can't believe there was no foul. Bad pass. Goble tried to thread the needle to Herman. Here comes Zirkelbach on the attack. No. Offensive rebound. Eberlin, and he's fouled. They'll get Sidwell. Second on Sidwell, second on the Lancers here in the half. Missed opportunities here in the first few moments of the third quarter for Lincolnwood. Ben Eberlin at the free throw line, the 6'8 junior. The first toss is good. 11 for Eberlin, 29-16 Calhoun. Second toss is good. Eberlin gets the pair. He has a dozen. Now the leading scorer for Calhoun. Nelson has 11 all in the first half. A 14-point Warrior lead. Lincolnwood has the ball. They need a good possession here and now. Goble attack to the rim. The layup is good. 11 for Sean Goble. Take the ball to the hole. 4:30, third quarter. Here's Zirkelbach. Sidwell right in his hip pocket. Picks up the dribble. Leaves it off for Nelson. Corey gets to the front of the rim and a stuff again. His second one-handed flush of the night. Right down central that time. Here's Goble. Kicks it in the corner. Right side of the key with Sidwell. On the left wing with Herman. Sam Herman on the spin. Knocked away. Going to use the left hand and puts it home. Sam Herman did a good job to not panic. He stayed patient and calm. Used the spin and the offhand for the bucket. 32-20 Calhoun. Down to Eberlin. Kicks out to Zirkelbach. Chased off the three. Attacks. Fouled on the floor. On the floor. It'll be out of bounds for Calhoun. They will get Sidwell. That's his third. Devin Brown back on the floor. He will replace Sidwell. Calhoun ball, baseline out of bounds, a Warrior at each corner of the lane. Nelson right block, Eberlin left block, as Nelson out to the right corner has the ball. Top of the key with Stone Zirkelbach. Zirkelbach spins away at the foul line, leaves it off for Nelson. Corey spins back middle, attacks, and draws the foul. He was right at the front of the rim. Lincolnwood fortunate he didn't finish that and have a chance for the old-fashioned three. The foul on Sam Herman is his first. It'll send Corey Nelson to the free throw line where he has one out of two tonight. Free throw is no good. Hit a lot of the iron but fell off. a 12-point Calhoun lead. Caden Ballman at the table. He's going to check in for the shooter, which is Corey Nelson. Second toss for the lefty. Gets one out of two, does Nelson. He has 14, playing with three personal fouls. He will sit. 3:38 for the third. A 13-point lead for Calhoun. Lancers need a good possession right here. Goble handling out at the volleyball spike line. Here's Jenkins. He'll take the left corner three, left it short, and the rebound down to Ballman. That was a good look, just didn't go down. Stone Zirkelbach now across the timeline for Calhoun, met there by Goble. Zirkelbach leaves it for Clark on the right wing. In the corner it goes to Castleton. Brady Castleton leaves it back for Zirkelbach on the right wing. Stone wants to attack, gets all the way to the front of the rim, missed the layup. Rebound down to Goble. He wants to push. 3-on-2 fast break. Goble right down the middle of the lane. Count it, and the foul, Sean Goble. He's got 13 and a free throw coming. A chance to get it back to a 10-point game. When the Lancers have had the opportunity to push with numbers, they have done it, and they've been able to capitalize with it. Goble, 1-for-1 at the line tonight, looking for a second three-point play. The 6'3 senior. Got it. 14 for Goble, 10-point lead for Calhoun, 33-23, 2:55 for the third quarter. Zirkelbach into the front court. Turns the corner, cut off there by Goble. High post with Eberlin at the foul line. Working on Brown, cut off the baseline, double teamed there, falling away, throws it back top of the key, found its way to Clark. Into the hands of Ballman, he'll fire a three, air ball, and the rebound down to Jaden Walker. 2.5 minutes, third quarter. Coach Milberg saying, push it, boys, push it. Here's Brown, top of the key with Walker. Right wing with Jenkins, 4-3, left it short. Walker going to track down the rebound. No, he's going to wind up out of bounds. Was he pushed? Nope. He just went out of bounds on his own momentum, and it'll belong to Calhoun. Great hustle to get there, but then he couldn't get stopped fast enough as he was running out of room on the baseline. Jenkins will get a breather for Lincolnwood. Yeah, Brown, Walker. Braxton Schmedeke checked in, the 6'1 junior, to go with Goble and Herman. Here's Zirkelbach, dumps it down to Eberlin. Yes, Ben Eberlin has 14. 35-23, Calhoun, 2:05, third quarter. Here's Schmedeke on the left wing. Braxton, top of the key with Sam Herman. Herman holding top of the key, right wing with Walker. Jaden Walker leaves it for Devin Brown, top of the key. Into the hands of Herman. Sam puts it on the deck, and offensive on Sam Herman. Clark stood in and took the charge. Eighth turnover on Lincolnwood. They'll get the second personal on Herman. Fifth team foul. 108 seconds for the third quarter. 35-23 Calhoun. Lancers in need of a stop. Here's Zirkelbach into the front court. Crossing over on Goble, who's playing with three personal. Jope, he's playing with two. Hopper's got three. He picked that up early in the third quarter. We haven't seen him since. Here's Zirkelbach. Left side of the key. Finds Colby Clark, right side of the key. Nelson back on the floor for Calhoun. He has the basketball now. Turns the corner, gets to the rim, and draws the foul. Sixth team foul, and Jaden Walker is down in pain in the middle of the lane for the Lancers. He is face down, writhing in pain. He's on his knees now, but still hands buried in his face. A minute 22 for the third quarter. Calhoun leading Lincolnwood 35-23. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back to the woodshed following these messages on WSMI. Not a good sign for Jaden Walker. He's helped off the floor by the trainer and head coach Matt Milberg, and he goes straight back to the locker room. And Matt Milberg signals to AD Josh Stone that they're going to need some assistance in the locker room. Nelson at the free throw line. The toss is good. Corey Nelson has 15. Ben Eberlin has 14. A two-man wrecking crew here tonight. Second free throw for Nelson is good. 16 for Corey Nelson. Caden Ballman will check in, replacing Nelson. He's got those three personal fouls. 37-23, biggest lead of the night for Calhoun. 80 seconds to play, third quarter. Into the front court comes Sean Goble for Lincolnwood. Right wing to Schmedeke, and away from the ball, a moving screen on Devin Brown. Second personal on Devin. Seventh team foul, winds up being the ninth turnover. A 14-point lead for Calhoun. Lancer showing a little bit of pressure in the backcourt with the man-to-man. Here's Zirkelback across the timeline. Stone Zirkelback. Sidwell does a good job to stay right with him. Here is Eberlin. Ben Eberlin attacks. Contact, no whistle, rises up and knocks it down from 10 feet off the baseline. 16 for Ben Eberlin. Goble to the front of the rim, missed it. Challenged by Eberlin, rebound down to Calhoun. 39-23 Warriors, 45 seconds for the third quarter. Here is Zirkelback. Now between the circles, leaves it for Eberlin, left side of the key. Into the hands of Colby Clark. Down to the baseline, Eberlin. Cut off there, back to Clark. Half a minute, third quarter. Clark on the attack, and that's offensive. Colby Clark lowers his shoulder, his second personal foul. 12th turnover on Calhoun. And their third team foul of the half. A 16-point lead for Calhoun. Will Jenkins back on the floor. He's going to replace Cole Sidwell. 31 seconds for quarter number three. Calhoun started fast, led 10-2 after one. It was a 9-point game at the half. Lancers had a good amount of forced turnovers to begin the quarter, but could not really capitalize with the points off those turnovers. Goble for three, partially blocked by Clark, saved underneath by Ballman, picked up there by Castleton. Good closeout by Colby Clark. 8 seconds for the quarter. Here's Zirkelback spinning, rising, missing. Tipped by Eberlin, yes, with the left hand. Wow, nothing you can do about that. Three quarters court almost goes down off the back rim. And no good. After three, Calhoun in control. They lead Lincolnwood 41-23. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. A strong third quarter for Calhoun. They outscored Lincolnwood 18-9 in the quarter, and they lead 41-23 as we head to the fourth. Hopper back on the floor for the Lancers, picked up his third foul 30 seconds into that second half. Oh, Hopper, Goble, Jenkins, Herman, and Sidwell for the Lancers. Here is Goble at the free throw line, spinning, draws a crowd of defenders, goes right into Eberlin, and a foul on Ben Eberlin. That time Goble was surrounded by white shirts right there in the middle of the lane. He'll be at the free throw line where he's 2 of 2 tonight. He has 14 points. The rest of the Lancers have just 9. First free throw here for Sean Goble. Toss is good. 15 for Sean. Clock stopped with 7:50 to play in the ballgame. Hey, Auburn was down 27 in the middle of the third quarter the other night and came back and won in double overtime, so anything is possible. Free throw for Goble is good. In the backcourt, Lancers will show a little bit of pressure. Now once the ball's inbounded, they fall back into their half court. Here's Corey Nelson being checked by Herman. Sam Herman stays right with Nelson, leaves it off for Colby Clark. Colby Clark into the hands of Nelson, back to Clark. Clark across the floor to Castleton. That maybe could have been stolen by Goble. Here's Zirkelback, dribble handoff to Nelson. Bounce pass to Castleton. Brody Castleton down to Eberlin on the baseline. He's double-teamed there, ball knocked away, and for the second time tonight, Eberlin throws it off of a Lancer to save possession for Calhoun. Evan Hopper giving up probably about 9 inches to Eberlin, but man, that kid is nails. He is hard-nosed and tough. Here's Clark, looking, gets it into Zirkelback at the last moment. Stone Zirkelback out between the circles, leaves it for Nelson on the right wing. Into the hands of Eberlin, spins baseline, bounced it off his own foot, out of bounds. Calhoun's turned it over 13 times tonight, but their half-court defense has been the difference maker in this ball game. Well, that and the 6'7 Nelson and the 6'8 Eberlin, that's useful also. 7 minutes for the regional championship, 41-25 Calhoun. Here's Hopper, poked away momentarily. Evan gets it back. Here's Sidwell, Nicole Sidwell brings it across the head of the key, leaves it off for Goble, left wing. Sean Goble puts it on the deck to the free throw line, kicks to Hopper. He'll fire for three. Yes, Evan Hopper knocks down the three. His first bucket of the night, and Matt Milberg wants a timeout. 6:43 for the ball game. Calhoun 41, Lincolnwood 28. Back to the woodshed for the regional championship following these messages on WSMI. Following the three ball from Evan Hopper, it's a 13-point Calhoun lead. Warriors with pressure in the backcourt into Zirkelbach, and again, Lincolnwood falls back once the ball's inbounded. Stone across the timeline being guarded by Goble. Leaves it back for Corey Nelson. 6.5 minutes for the ball game. Here's Eberlin, right side of the lane. Leaves it off for Zirkelbach. Back between the circles, Stone Zirkelbach on the bounce, being checked by Goble. Right wing with Nelson, and Ryan Grainer now wants a timeout. He didn't like that motion. 6:20 ball game, Calhoun 41, Lincolnwood 28. You're listening to the Lincolnwood Regional Championship on WSMI. Hope you've enjoyed our regional doubleheader here tonight. Championship night on WSMI FM 106. Calhoun has the lead and the ball. Down to Eberlin, off to Zirkelbach. Calhoun, I don't think necessarily looking for points right now. They're looking for ball control. If something presents itself right at the rim, they will certainly take it. Nelson cut off at the foul line. Leaves it back for Zirkelbach. Stone attacks, and he's fouled. Two free throws for Stone Zirkelbach. Who are they going to get? Sidwell, his fourth. Eighth team foul. Lincolnwood is over the limit. 6:03 for the ball game. Free throw for Zirkelbach is good. 4 points for Stone. And Calhoun now is 9 out of 11 at the free throw line. Second free throw for the 6'2 senior, Stone Zirkelbach. Toss good. 43-28 Calhoun, 6 minutes to play, regional championship. Here's Goble into the front court for the Lancers. Sean Goble on the right wing with the left-hand dribble. Gets to the foul line, gets to the front of the rim. Tough shot, missed it. Rebound down to Nelson. Leaves it off for Zirkelbach. Stone Zirkelbach comes across the timeline for Calhoun. Right elbow to Castleton. Leaves it back now for Colby Clark. Colby Clark on the right wing into the hands of Zirkelbach. Top of the key, cut off there. Leaves it back for Clark. Feeds the block down to Castleton. Drop step, it's good. Brody Castleton, his second field goal. 45-28 Calhoun, 5:20 for the ball game. Here's Sam Herman. Drives baseline, cut off, tough shot, missed it. Off that baseline with Eberlin challenging. Rebound down to Calhoun. Warriors haven't won a regional since 2014. Looks like they're on their way now. They dump it down. Eberlin from Zirkelbach, it's good. 20 for Ben Eberlin. 47-28, biggest lead of the night for Calhoun. They'll get Zirkelbach on the reach in there. His second, team's fifth, out of bounds for Lincolnwood on the sideline in front of their own bench. Jaden Walker back on the floor, so that was good to see. Now he will check back out quickly. With the way he left the floor, didn't think he'd be coming back. Very good to see that. Here's Will Jenkins, top of the key. Ran off the three-point line, leaves it back for Sam Herman. Left side of the key with Evan Hopper. Hopper into the hands of Jenkins. 4:45 for the championship. Herman on the right wing. Draws a crowd, kicks back to Jenkins, open for three. Rimmed it out, no good. Been that type of night for the Lancers. Sometimes the shots just don't fall. And sometimes it happens at the worst possible time. Hand check, one and bonus for Calhoun. Who are they going to get? It will be Goble. Third on Sean Goble. Ninth team foul on the Lancers. That will send Stone Zirkelbach to the foul line. Stone tonight has 5 points. Just knocked down a pair of free throws, and he's hit three in a row now. Six for Zirkelbach. A 20-point lead for Calhoun, their biggest of the night. Second free throw, rattled out, no good. And the rebound down to the Lancers. Here comes Goble into the front court. Sean Goble gets to the rim, jump stop, goes right into the chest of Nelson, comes up empty, and the rebound down to Calhoun. That was good defense by Corey Nelson and Ben Eberlin. At 6'7", 6'8", when they go straight up, You're not getting over the top. Nelson to Castleton off the window. It's good. Six for Brody Castleton. As we approach the midway point of the fourth quarter, Calhoun in control, starting to pull away. 50-28. Here's Jenkins, leaves it on the baseline for Braxton Schmedeke. Top of the key for Herman. Sam wants the three, rimmed it out, no good. And the rebound going to be out of bounds off of Zirkelbach. It'll stay with Lincolnwood. When the shots don't fall, it can become very frustrating. And the Lancers tonight, they've had some good looks, but a lot of the credit goes to Calhoun. They have contested and made everything difficult for Lincolnwood here this evening. Here's Goble. He's alone for three. Left it way short, and the rebound down to Colby Clark. Into the hands of Corey Nelson. The 6'7 junior has the ball in his hands a lot for the Warriors. Between his legs, crossing over into the hands of Castleton now. 3.5 minutes for the regional championship. Calhoun going to be moving on to Dupo on Wednesday night. Down to Castleton. Leaves it off for Clark, back to Nelson. 3:15 for the ball game, and a turnover on Calhoun. Miscommunication there. Zirkelbach's pass sails into the Calhoun bench. On the floor for Lincolnwood, Dalton Thomas will check in, the senior. Sidwell and Jenkins out. They will get a nice ovation from the Lincolnwood faithful. Just too much Eberlin, too much Nelson here tonight for the Lancers. On the attack, Goble blocked in there by Eberlin. And the rebound down to Calhoun. What a year it was, though, for Lincolnwood. A 20-win season. Of course, they had the county sweep, beating Litchfield, Hillsborough, and Nokomis. That win in Nokomis was really something special. Away from the ball, Nelson winds up on his backside in the middle of the lane. And they're going to get Hopper with the foul. That's his fourth. It'll send Corey Nelson to the free throw line. He has 16 points tonight. He dominated that first half. Eberlin has dominated the second half. Free throw short. That's what makes Calhoun so tough. 1 6'8", that's a problem. You see that with Carter Sobel and Nokomis over the years. Two of them, and that presents an entirely different set of problems. Gets the second free throw, does Nelson. He has 17. 2:45 for the ball game. Here is Herman. Drives baseline, cut off by Eberlin. Pivots around, nowhere to go. Leaves it back out for Goble. Sean Goble on the attack, right at Eberlin. The layup will not go, would not crawl over the rim. It's just been that type of night. I bet there's been 6, 7, maybe 8 shots just like that for the Lancers here tonight. Matt Milberg set to empty his bench. 2:20 for the regional championship. Calhoun will be off to Dupo Wednesday night. Obviously, at this point, with all the games starting at 7, I'm going to assume that they will be playing West Central, but you can't assume anything in the postseason. It would either be West Central or Route. They've played both, lost to both this year. Inside of 2 minutes for the championship. Hopper went for the steal, didn't get it, and that will be Evan's fifth. So for the senior, Evan Hopper, he is going to foul out here tonight, and he will get one heck of an ovation here when he comes off the floor. He'll get a hug from Jaden Walker, handshake and hug from head coach Matt Milberg, and now all the Lincolnwood fans will rise and give Evan Hopper a standing ovation. Hugs all around for Evan as he comes off the floor for the final time here tonight. Lots of emotions, as you can imagine, for the senior group. Goble comes off. Herman comes off. Boy, it's always so painful. Your senior year, that last game, when the realization hits you, it's over. Free throw for Eberlin is good. He has 21. Second toss is good. 22 for Ben Eberlin. And substitutions now for Calhoun as their fans will rise. And the Calhoun Warriors come off the floor with big smiles on their faces. They are regional champions in 1:54. Braden Whalen checked in for Lincolnwood, a 6-foot freshman handling out front. He leaves it in the corner for Will Jenkins. Will's just a sophomore. Into the hands of Braxton Schmedeke. Poked away from behind, picked up by Jenkins out at the volleyball spike line. Into the hands of Walker, 90 seconds to play. Down to Whalen off the window. It's good for Braden Whalen. Clock running 80 seconds for the ball game. This will be our final broadcast of the season for high school basketball. We want to thank all of our sponsors. What a fun season of hoops it has been across the central part of the state. And for us here at WSMI, it comes to a close here tonight in the regional finals. Up top for Calhoun with Zach Quiller into the final minute here of this championship game. Levi Weir at the table for Lincolnwood. He will check in at the next whistle. Out front with DJ Lorton for the Warriors. Into the hands of Bryce Eilerman. 43 seconds for the ball game. An impressive Calhoun Warrior team. I was impressed with them when I saw them at Christmas time. Even more so, impressed with them here at the end of February. 34 seconds to play. Ball knocked out of bounds. And that will get Levi Weir into the ball game. Levi, a 5'10 sophomore, will replace Will Jenkins. 34 seconds to play. 53-30. Calhoun with the lead. They're going to be off to Dupo for a sectional semifinal on Wednesday night. Here is Schmedeke. Leaves it for Walker. Left wing with Whalen. Whalen attacks and got it to go. Four quick points for Braden Whalen. 10 seconds left in the ball game. Calhoun going to have a wire-to-wire regional championship here tonight at the Woodshed in Raymond as the Calhoun Warrior fans will rise, and Calhoun beats Lincolnwood 53-32, and the Calhoun Warriors are regional champs for the first time since 2014, their fifth regional title in school history, and they did it in impressive wire-to-wire fashion here tonight. 17 points for Corey Nelson, 11 in the first half. He dominated the first half. 22 for Ben Eberlin, with 14 of those coming in the second half, which he dominated. So when you play Calhoun, you know you got to deal with Eberlin at 6'8", Nelson at 6'7", and they each dominated one half here tonight as Calhoun gets the regional championship 53-32 over Lincolnwood. We'll take a break. We'll come back to the Woodshed and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. Congratulations to the Calhoun Warriors, regional champs here in 2020, as they beat host Lincolnwood 53-32. They never trailed, led 10-2 after one, 23-14 at the half. Lincolnwood got a series of steals to start the third quarter, and they were on their way to making it very tight as that quarter moved along. But Calhoun was able to right the ship, and at the end of the day, too much Ben Eberlin in the second half, too much Corey Nelson in the first half. So it was 41-23 after three, and Calhoun wins it 53-32 here tonight. For Calhoun, they were led by Ben Eberlin's 22. Corey Nelson was 17. Nobody else for Calhoun in double figures. Six for Brody Castleton, six for Stone Zirkelbach, two for Colby Clark. Unofficially, I had Calhoun for 14 turnovers. With the win, they improved to 25-7, their fifth regional title in school history. For Lincolnwood, they see their season come to a close at 21-12. They were led tonight by Sean Goble. He finishes with 16 points. Sean also advanced in the three-point contest earlier tonight, making 11 out of 15. Sean was the only Lancer to reach double figures, five for Will Jenkins, four for Braden Whalen, four for Sam Herman, three for Evan Hopper. I had Lincolnwood just for 10 turnovers. That wasn't the issue tonight. The issue was Eberlin and Nelson, the trees on the inside. But more so than that, even defensively for Calhoun, they were just getting after it here this evening. And Lincolnwood just, they never looked comfortable on the offensive end. I mean, they had some open looks, yes. But for the most part, Calhoun was contesting every pass, every shot. And again, when you're playing against that type of size, even if you're on the perimeter and they're closing out, you have a tendency to rush just a little bit. And that seemed to be what was happening with Lincolnwood tonight. But a great season for for the Lancers as they finished 21-12. But, man, they have some great memories to take away from this season. But, boy, did they want to get one more here tonight. And they just come up a little bit short against the Calhoun Warriors. 53-32 is the final score. Of course, earlier tonight, Central A&M beat Nokomis 58-43 to claim the regional championship at Macon Meridian. Third straight year, Nokomis has their season end at the hands of Central A&M. The last 2 years in the sectional final, this year in the regional championship. So in Steve Kimbrough's final year, the Skins finished 22-11. And you talk about one of the best to ever do it. That is Steve Kimbrough. And we're going to have, obviously, a very special Sports Saturday coming up in a couple of weeks. We're going to talk to coaches who competed against Coach Kimbrough over the years, talk to Coach Kimbrough himself, of course. That's going to come up in a couple of weeks on Sports Saturday. Tomorrow on Sports Saturday, we are going to have state wrestling champion Will Carlisle of Litchfield in studio with his coach Chance Davidson. Will's the first ever wrestling state champion at Litchfield. We look forward to having both Will and Chance in studio tomorrow morning, Sports Saturday 9:02 here on FM 106. So our basketball broadcast coverage is over for the season as Lincolnwood falls here tonight 53-32, and Nokomis' defeat earlier tonight at the hands of Central A&M 58-43. But again, we just want to congratulate Steve Kimbrough on, to say a Hall of Fame career doesn't even really do justice to what Coach Kimbrough accomplished in his 39 years at Nokomis. You think about all the regional titles, the trips to state, the number of 20-win seasons, couple 30-win seasons, just the amount and level of consistency that they have had at Nokomis over basically the last four decades is nothing short of miraculous. And Steve Kimbrough, and he'll give credit to the lower levels and his assistants and his players. That's all true. You need all of those things to be working together to have the type of success they've had. But the number one thing you have to have is someone at the top who the players believe in and know that when coach speaks, it's what is needs to be done. And that's what Coach Kimbrough has done over the last 39 years. The players have changed, and until at the end of this year, the coach had not. So congratulations to Steve Kimbrough. He will end his career with the fourth most wins in the history of Illinois high school basketball. And again, we will have a special tribute to Coach Kimbrough coming up in a couple of weeks on WSMI Sports Saturday. The Woodshed still abuzz with Calhoun Warriors fans as they beat Lincolnwood tonight 53-32. We want to thank Megan Cordy back in our WSMI studios. Not only did she produce tonight's championship action, she produced most of our ball games throughout the year. Megan did a fantastic job, so we thank Megan Cordy very much for her work all season long. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of our broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you've heard on our broadcast throughout the year, because without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting stations. Thanks to Josh Stone, athletic director here at Lincolnwood, Matt Milberg, head basketball coach, for their hospitality. They treat us so good every time we come into town, so we thank them for that. Always a little bit sad when the high school basketball broadcast season comes to a close at WSMI, but with the Nokomis loss and the Lincolnwood loss, the 2019-2020 broadcast season for WSMI is in the books. For Megan Cordy, this is Tim Mize saying so long from the Woodshed in Raymond.